You heard that? That means we're back for another podcast at Palisades.
Damn, this is a fire ass beast.
That's damn straight, Eric. We got some fine ass beats up in this now.
We got beats for days here at the podcast.
Welcome back. We are here live at Palisades.
Yahoo!
Yahoo indeed.
We're back.
So, how are you today, Paul?
I'm good, Hank. How have you been?
I am pretty fantastic. So, we've got some exciting news. We received a couple emails.
We did. Actually, three emails have reached our inbox now. We already have discussed one of them, which was quite disappointing, albeit hilarious. Hank, share our other two emails. Let's just read them. I guess we can read Jacob's email verbatim.
I think we can. Let's see here. Yeah. Let me just.
So Jacob emailed us.
And the email account is podcast@palisade@gmail.com. And it's the at is the two lettered
A-T.
A-T. Yes.
All right. So this is from Jacob, who's been on the podcast before.
It goes, quote, "Tell Eric to go f*** himself. The Browns suck. Half of their ex-players are in the Super Bowl. And go Pat go. Middle finger emoji. And then I don't know what this.
Yeah, I don't have the some new emoji, probably.
Sincerely, comma, f*** you, Eric, a.k.a. Jacob." So that's a solid email. We
very
got
nice,
that.
Very nice email.
We haven't replied Jacob. Back to any of our email. Do you want to go ahead and reply back?
I think we should reply back right now.
Okay, so what do you think we should do?
I don't know. Thank you. Tell him thanks for the email, and then definitely put something in about...
Thanks for the email.
Eric being... All right, so we got Jacob's email. Thank you, Jacob. You will be... I guess we don't want to ruin the surprise, but Jacob will be compensated in some way for contributing to our email. I suppose we'll do the same for Eric, since he sent us an email. And then also, my roommate from college, Jackie, sent us an email with a bunch of suggestions, including the fact that he thinks we should refer to our listeners as pee-pee heads from now on.
Podcast at Palisade Heads. So pee-pee
P for podcast, P for Palisade, pee-pee heads. And he wants to be called the pee-pee king. So we'll now refer to him as the pee-pee king. So also, Jackie, thank you for your email. We will be compensating you in some way soon. Some sort of like fan appreciation gift or something like that.
So Jacob said, or Jackie... suggested a printed out signed picture of you and me. So that's, I mean,
think
we could possibly do that.
I think that would be nice.
We need to get Eric to get off his fat ass and go to the Walgreens to print us out some pictures. So what should we reply to Jackie?
I guess more of the same. Definitely address him as PP King, because that's his new title. So thank you for our two, I guess three most loyal listeners / people who have to be here while we're doing this. We'll get around to somehow compensating our fans with an appreciative gift. Perhaps a signed picture of some sort. So, I guess while you're typing out that email, I'm going to go ahead and say what beer I'm doing today. You left this in our fridge, right?
That's correct, I did.
Ooh, see that? It's a can. I hope that comes over on the audio. It's a Caldera Pilot Rock Porter. From Ashland, Oregon. It's got a picture of, I assume, what is Pilot Rock, and there's a plane flying over, and there's like a steaming pot with some hops around it. It's kind of like a nice nice image. It's brown with like purple in the background. I don't know. It's a porter. I like porters.
This has been
in our fridge for quite some time, though, so we'll see how it tastes.
And before that, it was in my fridge for about a year or so.
I'm glad you're telling me this after I opened it.
And I'm drinking a Kona Big Wave Golden Ale. We might have or might not have drinking this one on the air before.
I know I did it. I think. I did a Kona. Yeah. I don't know if it was a Big Wave. I think you might have done a different one that time.
Okay.
But in any case, Kona
straight
is
out
good.
Of Oahu, Hawaii. Is that a place? Oahu, Hawaii.
Yeah. Oahu's the island, isn't
it? Oahu.
I think it's from Kona.
Whoa, look. What is it? Kona Brewing Company. Why is Memphis on the side here?
Yeah, because Memphis is like one of the distributors for Kona.
Oh, okay. Is it? I was not aware of that.
Apparently, so that's nice because I like Kona.
I like their slogan: fresh, responsible, always aloha. We need something like that.
We need a podcast slogan. We don't have one of those. Podcast at Palisade. I don't know if that's quite viewer appropriate, listener appropriate. This is a family podcast, Hank. I think everyone knows that.
Okay, well, the PP heads are a family group, if you didn't know. So, we're going to talk about the best and the worst moments we've had of the week.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go ahead, or do you want to go ahead?
I guess you go ahead first.
Okay, so the best moment I had of the week came on Friday. I was finishing up my pro bono hours for school. I have to have like
40... What are pro bono hours?
Pro bono hours. Ha, you're such a goofy guy, Paul. So essentially there's volunteer hours, and I volunteered at the Covington Courthouse. And maybe I shouldn't say this because it's like breach of some sort of confidence. I don't know. I didn't do good in that class. I didn't care.
So this might be illegal is what you're saying.
Yeah. Right up our alley. We had this guy. We were defending this guy, and he had this huge back head tattoo.
Like, oh, this is the guy you sent us in the group text.
Yeah, the bald guy. Yeah. He had like the skull, like a skeleton skull head, like the skull, the bones and stuff, and like these guns and stuff tattooed on the back of his bald head.
And it like sweet. Filled up the whole of his whole bald head, right?
And yeah, so like during this preliminary hearing. Like, his dad went up there and, like, testified, and his dad was a hoot, and he had the whole courtroom, like, even the judge, everybody was, like, laughing and stuff. It was a hoot. Huh. It was a hoot and a half.
Hoot and a half.
Yeah.
That could be our slogan. Podcast at Palisade. It's a hoot and a half.
I like that. That's a little bit more family-friendly for the PP heads.
PP heads, it's a hoot and a half.
So what was your best moment of the week?
This week, I got to miss work on Friday to go down to Starkville for a baseball coaches clinic.
Sounds good.
So it was nice. There were like 3 hours of talking in the morning where it was like philosophical baseball coach stuff, which was nice. But mostly we got to miss school, and then we got to go down on their field and watch them do batting practice, which was neat.
Did you get to meet Jeff Kent?
I did not get to meet Jeff Kent.
Did you get to meet...
I did. I saw Will Clark's flag.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Will Clark was my favorite player.
Just Googling Thunder and Lightning from Mississippi State in 1982.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah, Palmeiro. I know both of those are your guys. Yeah.
Both Rangers guys. Of course, Rafael Palmeiro did end up cheating and taking steroids.
You can kind of look past that.
One of the most beautiful swings of all time. But that was fun. I got to not be at work, and I got to hang out and do baseball stuff.
I've heard they're putting condos in the left field, like they have their left field lounge, and then they're putting condos behind that. They're going to sell them for like $100,000 per season.
That makes sense because our baseball coach went to Mississippi State, so he was like taking us on a tour and everything, and they were doing a bunch of construction behind left field, so that must be what
it is. Yeah, I read about that, so it looks pretty good. So that's good.
Yeah, so that was cool. What was your worst of
so? The worst part of my week was towards the end of the week. I was feeling a little down, a little sick. I don't know if it was my immune system was getting a little low, and I just wasn't feeling the normal 100% Hank Dale that I am. So, which is, I was feeling like maybe like 70%, which normally isn't too good. And I guess it was just, you know, getting a little tired, a little wore out. And also, I got a little combo, top two worst. We haven't played Halo in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So maybe we could get on some more of that. I know.
We need to. I know. Well, you're doing stuff at night now, aren't you? So really, that's your problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting. No one calls me and says, hey, let's play Halo. All
right.
And I'm sure not going to just play with Adam.
Yeah, that little slap dick.
He'll just kill me.
So what was the worst part of your week, sir?
Well, I do have to say, a quick little spoiler preview, this does not taste very good. This tastes like a beer that's been in the fridge for about 3 years, so this is like getting there. I still have like 75% of it left, and it's not been too pleasing so far. But I guess my worst was Notre Dame basketball sucked this week.
Lose to Georgia Tech and the one they and great only Josh Pastner.
The Fighting Pastners. And then they lost to Virginia.
Oh, golly gee, gosh darn, Paul.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, so Pastner beat them, and then they lost to Virginia on Wednesday, I think it was, too. Who's a good team? But that was disappointing. So they play Duke tomorrow. Hopefully that's better. But not a good week for Indy basketball. Although the Grizz did play very nice last night.
They did play very nice last night.
Okay, I guess we'll break and then we'll come back with some more rousing discussion. Before we go, we should mention we're sponsored by Vitamin Vapor. Vitamin Vapor, the all-new inhalable multivitamin. We are not actually sponsored by Vitamin Vapor. Stop asking us if we are.
But we cash in them residual checks.
We get $0 and 0 cents in residual checks.
Yes, we do.
We use them to drink this terrible beer that's happening right now.
So, Vitamin Vapor, get it while you can.
Vitamin Vapor, it's something. I still don't fully understand the concept of how an inhalable multivitamin works.
Physics and science scare me, so I stray away from that. So I don't get involved with how what it does. I know you smoke it and you look cool while doing it because Eric does it all the time and looks cool as shit. So I want to do that.
Actually, Eric is inhaling a multivitamin right now over there on the couch. I think that was the cat next door. It wasn't Eric for sure. He's enjoying his experience. Okay, before we all get caught up in these fumes, let's take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some stuff, including The Bachelor.
Ooh. Welcome back, you PP heads.
Welcome back, PP heads. I like this a lot. Shout out to Jackie for the new nickname for our listeners. Okay. Now that we're back, you pee-pee heads, this is what's going down now. I would like to, we're going to take a quick, sidebar, and I'm going to cash in on, I don't even know if anyone's going to remember this from, four episodes ago?
4 or 5, yeah.
We were wagering on the score of the Alabama-Florida
in the SEC
championship game. And I was closer, so I get to make Hank do something on the podcast. And I forgot about this the episode after, and then it just triggered in my mind this week, so I started brainstorming. And this is what I want you to do. I don't know if we can, I guess we can throw this in at the end, maybe? I don't know. We'll see. Okay, so I want you can pick any beat that you want in GarageBand. And you have to write a short rap and or song and perform it over the beat on the podcast.
Okay, so that's going to be interesting.
It can be about any topic you want, anything you want.
How many bars are we going? How long of a
I don't know.
Rap?
That's kind of up to you. Okay. At least, I would say at least one verse. But
one
I will
verse?
Not.
Okay.
I won't tell you how long the verse has to be. So at some point we'll take a break and then you'll have time to plan this out.
Because I am, Beats by Hank, so I can come up with something good this year.
I figured this would be my goals for this were that it would be fun for me to listen to / watch you do, but also I didn't want it to be too terrible, and I knew that you have experience with beats, so I figured this would be an okay thing.
Okay.
And then also you have to drink the rest of this beer.
Oh, rats.
No, I'm just kidding.
Good.
I don't know if I'm gonna actually finish this at this point. It's getting bad. So you have that to look forward to later in the episode. Okay. Well, what do you want to do now? Do you want to talk about the Super Bowl or do you want to talk about Bachelor?
Let's talk about the Super Bowl.
Okay. So the Pats are playing the Falcons in the Super Bowl and our plans are as of yet unclear.
They are unclear. We're either going to have a party here at Palisade with Eric's pharmacy friends who are a bunch of losers. And including you, Jacob. And
hey, Jacob is one of our most prized PP heads. He sent us an email, so we can't make fun of him anymore.
Or Super Bowl party at Casa de Hank and Katie. So it's whatever Eric decides. Because Eric was like, "Oh, I gotta get wake up at 6 o'clock the next morning."
Oh, does he? I don't know this.
Said.
Oh. That's lame. So probably here then.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Is Katie coming?
She said she would. Yeah, and I told her she can make some little dips and little finger foods and stuff. Chicks like doing that kind of stuff. So
she can make everything, is what you're saying? She doesn't listen to this.
Well, Eric will make fajitas. Back. You can make you
make
can make chips.
Microwave dinner.
You can make microwave dinner, and then I guess Katie
I'll make
can
chips.
And Katie can make little what do they call pigs in a blankets? People like that, right?
Yeah. Okay. I guess. We have, like chickens left over, like, duck sauce and soy sauce from Wang's Mandarin house from, like, 2 months ago.
So it's not going to get any better.
Yeah. We could pair it with the 4-year-old beer from Hank's fridge, and I think that would be a nice Super Bowl meal and whatnot. So probably here, then. How do you feel about the game? Falcons-Patriots.
Yeah.
Quick shout out that my picks were right last time and yours were wrong. Did you notice that?
I did notice that. Good. All of mine were wrong. And, you know, that's, I've come to accept that. All of my picks are going to be wrong. I'm going to bat about, you know, 25%. I'm cool with that, you know. I'm swinging for the dingers, and when I hit, I hit. I'm feeling...
You're trying to hit the dingers?
Trying to hit the dingers. And I'm feeling the Dirty Birds.
Are you?
Dirty Birds.
I kind of feel the same way. I think they're like 3-point favorites or something like that. I don't know. The Patriots obviously have a track record, and the Falcons have been really good but haven't been this far. So, I don't know. I think I'd pick the Falcons too. I think they're the better team. I don't know if they're actually going to win. Ooh, entertainment props.
Yeah, so I just Googled Super Bowl prop bet. So you want to run through some of these?
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious.
Okay, what will Luke Bryan be wearing when he sings the national anthem?
It has to be blue jeans, right?
I feel that's like what 80% of people wear anyway. So
it's gotta... Luke Bryan. What else is he going to wear?
So we're both going blue jeans on...
Yeah. Do you think Luke Bryan owns anything that's not blue jeans in terms of like...
He might have wear? Like khaki colored blue jeans, like khaki colored like pants, like jean style pants. That might be a
like decent. Khaki that. Jeans?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing. Eric, is that a thing?
The neighbor. I thought those were just khaki pants though.
Yeah. I've got like black ones and khaki colored like jeans, but
I've never seen like that's weird. Well, it said blue jeans though, yeah, not just so, jeans. Okay, yeah, so that would jeans. Be included in the other category.
So, 1-2.
It's got to be blue jeans.
Yeah, I'm going to go blue jeans. How many times will Gronk or Gronkowski be said on TV during live broadcast? Over, under, three. I'm going to go over for sure.
Over for sure.
They're going
to
say that.
They have to say it at least once to mention he's not playing. And then
they'll I'm say sure it, like, he'll be there
and report. They'll show him a couple times.
Houston, we have a problem be said on the TV during the live broadcast?
No, that won't happen. What? Yeah, well, that's why it's a prop. I don't think they're going to say it, though.
Not even once?
No.
I think over.
I wouldn't bet on that. I have a problem with that being used as, like, a thing that people say. Like wasn't that, like, a serious event? Like, wasn't that, like, a space shuttle crashing?
Yeah, it's like Apollo 11.
Or, like, disappearing or, like, losing communication.
No, like, it got, like, 100 feet off the ground and it just exploded.
Or was that the Challenger?
Maybe it was Challenger, I don't know.
And now we just, like, use it as, like, a slang phrase and, like, no one remembers that. Yeah. Or they do, I guess, but it seems inappropriate.
So this is when I was interested. What color will Lady Gaga's hair be when she comes on stage for the halftime show?
When she comes on stage is an important thing because I could see her changing her hair color at least 3 times during her performance somehow. I would say any other color.
I'm gonna go blonde. I would think she's gonna do something radical like pink or like a green.
I could see it being like red because they're in Houston or something like that.
All right, which song will Lady Gaga play first during the halftime show?
It's got to be like an uppie song, right? Yeah. I would say like Just Dance. That would be my guess.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but then I don't know, my dad likes Bad Romance, so I guess I'll go with that song.
Your dad likes Bad Romance?
Yeah, he came to me like 10 years ago when like Lady Gaga first came on. He goes, hey, have you heard of this like Lady Gaga girl? She sings like that Bad Romance song. That's a good song. I was like, okay, Dad.
That's awesome. My dad, when we went down to... watched Notre Dame get killed by Alabama in that championship game. Yeah. Flo Rida had a concert on the beach. And I was down there with my dad and my uncle and a bunch of my cousins. And he was doing this concert live. And my dad was like going nuts. He's like, this is Flo Rida? I like all these songs. I was like, yeah, Dad. He's got like a number of major like pop hits or whatever. He was like, I'm really digging this. And he was like going nuts. It was, and that was the day I learned that he likes Flo Rida. So, that's pop music really does connect generations, I guess.
So we have in-game props, the heads or tails.
I hate that one.
Well, you hate that one? That's a good, that's a 50-50 shot. That gives me, that gives me.
I'm not betting on
that. We're going heads. Going heads, what are you going to do?
Tails, because you picked heads.
All right, so you don't want to do any in-game ones?
No, no, I'm just saying the coin toss one is literally a coin flip.
Okay. The length of the first reception by Chris Hogan, over under 11.5 yards.
Over. He just had like 5,000 receiving yards.
Of the first reception, though? I'm going to go under.
Yeah, but like every catch was him like 15 yards downfield, wide open somehow. Over. His All first right. catch will be a 90-yard touchdown.
Okay, I'm going to say his first catch will be a 2-yard little bullshit pass. Will LeGarrette Blount score a touchdown in the first half? Yes or no?
Ooh, that's a tough one because Deion Lewis is going to be the main running back, right? Yeah. Or who knows? You never know what's happening with them. All right, these are kind of like too boring. Skip ahead. We want more interesting things.
I think.
Or is the rest just like game stuff?
I think the rest is game stuff. We'll see if we have a big hit at cross sport action. What? Oh, this is weird. That's
Phil Mickelson. Okay, I like this one. Let's hit number 43.
Okay.
Will Phil Mickelson's fourth round score be higher than the Patriots' amount of rushing yards?
So his so basically fourth round his, like an like average a, like the par is like what, like 72?
70 something.
Patriots rushing yards.
I think you could take Mickelson on that one. And then just like hope he hits it in the bunker like 9 times.
I'm gonna go, and that's an entire game? No, Patriots rushing yards for sure. They're gonna have easily get 100 rushing yards.
How many rushing yards did they have in the last game?
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying they don't run the ball a whole lot.
I know.
Look it up. Look it up real quick. I bet it's under 60. Because it wasn't a lot, because Brady threw for like 370 or something. Pats v. Steelers box score. Hurry, the pee-pee heads are waiting.
Okay.
And then we got to move on.
Bullshit Palisade internet.
We're going to talk about Bachelor stuff.
Okay, okay, okay. Rushing. Like 60?
What did I just say? Under 60?
I don't know what you said.
That's 58. Yeah, I'm taking the Phil Mickelson on that one.
Well, I'm not.
And I'm putting my entire life savings on it.
Yeah, okay. Pick Super Bowl MVP.
Tom Brady.
I'm going to go.
Or Matt. I guess Matt Ryan, because we just, well.
I'm going to go Julio.
I guess Julio Jones.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess Phil Mickelson. Ooh, this is a good one.
I like this one.
Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first? God, team or teammates, coach, family, owner, Donald Trump.
I'm going to go teammates.
If it's... Actually, yeah. Okay, so here's what I would say. If it's Tom Brady or Matt Ryan, it's going to be teammates. If it's Julio Jones, it's going to be God.
Okay, fair enough.
If it's anyone else, I would be surprised.
Okay, I like this one.
The Gatorade bath color, that's always a good one. I feel like the I feel like blue is always a good choice. Cause yeah, okay, the Patriots poured blue Gatorade last time. That's a lock. It's gotta be blue, right? Although if it's the Falcons, it could be red.
Yeah. I guess it just depends on what flavor. I mean, because that's the thing I don't get, like, it's just whatever. I'm sure they have like 10 different coolers with 10 different colors. It just depends on what these idiots pick. It doesn't. So I'm going to go. And if, who has clear Gatorade? That's just water.
If I was like a sideline guy on an NFL team, I would bet like a whole paycheck on this and then make sure I pick the right one when I go dump it.
I'm going to go. I'll go yellow.
I'm going to say blue.
Okay, yellow. Okay. So that's enough of that dumb stuff.
Okay. All right. So anyway, the Super Bowl is coming up. That should be fun.
Should be whatever.
I do hate how the Super Bowl is. I like it because the commercials are funny and it's like an event, but it's always not even like a game.
Yeah.
Like you forget the game's happening, and that shouldn't be the case if it's the championship game.
One other question before we go.
Yeah.
Chings, yeah or nah?
Today?
No, like Sunday next.
Oh, week. Absolutely.
Because it's been a while since we've had chings.
It has.
It's been like 3 months since we've had chings.
I think we should have chings for sure.
So what we need to do? Decide where it's going to be at.
first, and then
yes,
put in an order like 3 days before. Because we
need to do it ahead of time for sure. Yeah. Did we?
We did that last year.
We did do that last year.
And it was, there was people out the wazoo over there.
Yeah, because we were like out on the sidewalk. They had like the double cookers. And they were like cooking in the back of that van too. Yeah, it was nuts. Yeah. So we need to do that like sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Okay, so all we're right. going to take a break while I practice my lyrics here for Beats by Hank, and then we'll come back and talk some
Yeah, you can either record or we'll keep going. Okay. That's good. Take a break, PP heads. All right. Hank has finished compiling his rap beats, so... before we go on with the podcast, sit back and enjoy a new original release. This is Hank's banger that he just released. So enjoy.
Yo, snap, crackle, pop. I like Eric's socks. Y'all calm down. Eric needs his insulin shot. The PP heads love vitamin vapor. We cashing them residuals, getting that paper. Paul drinking old ass beer. Gonna get dysentery. Don't look now, Eric's face is really hairy. Shut up, Eric. I'll send you back to the capital of Iraq. And we're back live at Palisade. I hope you enjoyed that, that original was fun. Beat. That was my debut album. Hoping to go platinum.
It's going to go platinum, all right.
speaking of platinum, let's get... so we got some Bachelor talk. What we love, what we enjoy, Bachelor talk.
Can we, real quick, let me cut you off awkwardly and say I did finish that beer, and I'd like to rate it now so I can get it over with and never think about it again.
What do you rate it?
I gave it a 0.3 out of 10. I spent a few minutes trying to think about how I could describe what it tasted like, and the closest I could come to was... somebody who drank half a cup of coffee and then just left it out for like 2 days, and it was cold and it sort of tasted like coffee and sort of tasted like garbage. That's what it tasted like. I gave it a 0.3 because it had a purple can tab and that was kind of cool.
Well.
And now I've moved on to a different beer and I'm going to pretend like that never happened.
Okay, well we can certainly do that. You know, there's times in my life where I've done that before, so we can do that. So, this week on The Bachelor... They moved cities. Yeah, they went on a couple one-on-one dates, and they went to a farm. So that was pretty exciting. They moved from the sunny Los Angeles
to Wisconsin.
Waukesha,
which is like Milwaukee, basically. One thing I thought was hilarious was when they announced that they were going.
No, nobody loves Milwaukee.
It was, but you could tell they were like, some people were either like not happy at all or they were totally pretending because they literally just got done hanging out with the Backstreet Boys in LA and now they have to go to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And it was very clear everyone was like somewhat disappointed. And the episode, I don't think we should spend too much time on it because it was kind of boring. The main deal was the dairy farm date, and the main thing was Corinne not scooping up the poop.
Yeah, she was just being like annoying. A little bitch the whole time. Like, oh my god, I'm glad I didn't wear designer today, and like, I don't want to, like, I don't scoop poop. Like, bitch, you're trying to, like, be outgoing and show, I guess, you know, you can bypass that when you're just showing your tits every now and then, but, you know.
Yeah.
At least act somewhat interested.
Because she said, at one point she said, Taylor is the shit I scooped in my shovel. And she didn't even scoop anything in her shovel. She never actually did that, so she can't even use that. She did compare herself to Michael Jordan and Abe Lincoln on this episode.
So two greatest, two
which
goats.
Was awesome. I'll give her that one. Not that it's accurate, but that was cool. I like that she did that. And then she kept sleeping again. Yeah. So that's definitely the Chad meat thing now. Let's go ahead and do our awards real quick.
Okay.
So we can spend more time talking about other things. Nothing really important happened except that Corinne is still around. Yeah. That's really the only relevant thing that happened.
That's correct.
So what was your, let's start with worst moment, I guess.
generally any time Corinne talked was my worst. Her voice has gotten to the point where it's like piercing my ears. But when Corinne went outside with Taylor to like talk to him about their feelings or whatever, like to like call her out, and then Taylor was like talking to her like, I guess somewhat intelligently, and Corinne like didn't understand. She just like host slapped her right there and backed that pimp hand up and just started getting on her ass and like burnt her face in the fire. And so like not worried about having an intelligent conversation. No, she come at you. You come at her with a knife and a gun. She came out with you words just come wop 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 wop. None of that happened. So I was a little disappointed.
She did. I thought that was gonna be like a big confrontation, and all she did was like get at Taylor for calling her stupid, which she didn't even do. Yeah. So, yeah, that was kind of... I thought that was a moment where we could have, like, a girl fight situation, and it didn't happen.
What was your worst moment?
My worst moment was that Jamie straightened her ramen noodles. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
It was weird. She looked better, I thought, but it was weird, and I didn't like it, so that was a bad move. And she somehow is still around, so maybe it worked. I don't know, but... I did not like that she gave up on the ramen noodles, and I hope they return ASAP. What about best moment?
My best moment was the roller skating rink. I love skating.
Yeah,
I
like
to skate.
Cool.
So that took me back to like sixth grade. So I think skating's cool. So I like
that whole date was pretty cool.
Yeah,
like Raven seemed cool, and Nick's sister was cool, and they all seemed like they genuinely enjoyed it, even though it was on TV. So I have to agree that was a good moment. My best moment was when Nick was milking the cow. He went first.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, I guess it's time for the ladies now. And the farmer said, I think some of the women will have to show Nick how it's done. Did you catch that?
Yes.
And it was because it looked like someone was doing
did Jamie
a thing
go
to
first?
Her penis.
I think Jamie went.
Yeah,
first.
And then Jamie went up there.
He was just squirting that milk everywhere.
I know. And then someone, I don't know if Jamie was talking, but they were alluding to the fact that, like, Jamie was lesbian and was, like, handling nipples. That was, like, a joke. I think that was happening.
Are they nipples or are they wieners?
Well, okay, I think the farmer was talking about it as if it was a wiener. And then after that, Jamie did it.
The
and
girls
then it
were,
switched,
yeah.
I think is what happened. I was confused, but I liked all of the innuendo regardless.
Okay.
All right, who's your LVP of the episode?
I had Taylor. I think she could have handled that little cat fight situation a little differently, or a lot differently, and started whooping some ass, and that would have been for good viewing. So Taylor's least valuable.
I agree. Anyone who handles a situation appropriately, who is not the bachelor or bachelorette, I don't like. I need more conflict. I need more fights. My LVP is Chris Lane. I think that was his name. Whoever the singer person was that showed up in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. And, like, give him a little, like, a... In front of, like, a bunch of, like, 12-year-olds.
Yeah, and then they, like, kissed again. Like, him and Danielle. That's, like, all they do is kiss in front of people who are performing. And I don't know who Chris Lane is. And the last act before him was the Backstreet Boys. So that guy sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was unfortunate for him. Maybe not his fault, but I hated that. What about honorable mention?
I didn't get that far.
Okay, I just wrote down Christina because
she won the group rose.
She got the group rose, and I thought she advanced her position, but I didn't really have any more about that to say. What about MVP?
I put Nick's ex-girlfriend. She got a little TV time. Good for her.
Yeah.
So that's I put her.
And it was definitely not like an accident, right?
That was totally staged.
So yeah, I could see that. That was cool. And Danielle was super uncomfortable when that was happening too. I put Raven for the skating date.
Yeah,
I thought she was cool. And also, she said she told her story about when she caught that guy cheating on her.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. That's like some straight up Arkansas trash stuff going on.
It was. She said that she jumped on him like spider monkey fast.
Yeah.
And she said, I know what her vagina looks like. He was thrusting on her. And then he said he like went, she went and like threw a bunch of stuff at him or something. That was awesome. I liked that. One-on-one date ratings. I gave Danielle L a 7.7 out of 10. It was just okay. Nick like showed her where he first had sex.
Yeah,
that
was weird.
You don't do that. That's weird, Nick.
I gave her a 2.7.
Much less.
I decided I hated Danielle L after that one-on-one date. Every time she walks, she's like, oh, ha, 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 She had this annoying ass laugh, and it was just like an awkward laugh. Like, it's like her laugh she does when she doesn't know what to say or what to do. So it she's just like, ha ha.
There Nick's definitely like, oh, was an
aspect. There's a bird. She's like, oh, ha ha. Yeah, I like birds.
She crossed over into like annoying voice territory for sure. I gave Raven an 8.9 because that was a good one.
I gave her a 6.2. I liked it. But like the very end where they're eating dinner, and then like there's, I don't know, it was okay. I don't know. It was average.
Okay, all right. Well, you're wrong on that one. We agree on Danielle L. I'm just way more reluctant to give a terrible rating.
That's not 6.2 is good. That's like a D.
Yeah, but it wasn't a D date. You just said compared to the other ones. I mean, yeah, I mean Vanessa threw up, so.
Whatever.
Okay, and that episode's rating was like a 2.4. Yeah, it wasn't that good. It was not a good episode. Something needs to happen with Corinne, or she needs to go home to spice things up in the future. Do you have any more Bachelor comments? That's kind of it. I'm not really jazzed about that episode.
No more comments from this guy.
All right. I wrote down a couple like miscellaneous like philosophical questions.
Okay, I like philosophical questions.
So on Tuesday, I was sitting here and Eric walked in and he said, "Is Tuesday worse than Monday? How do you feel about this question?" Eric and I pretty much agreed on this. I want to know what your thoughts are.
You kind of hit me on the spot because there's a lot of factors. You know, Monday is the stereotypical worst day of the week. It's the first day back after. Is Tuesday worse than Monday? I guess it could be because you put off everything you do at work. You put off until Tuesday because you don't want to do it. So Tuesday could be worse than Monday. I could see that. Yeah, Tuesday's worse than Monday.
Is Tuesday the worst day of the week?
Okay, so Friday is obviously the best day. Thursday's the second best day.
Yeah, I think Saturday is the
best. I don't work on Friday, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do go to the office, but I just kind of like screw around and watch Netflix and stuff.
All right, that's true, because in college, Friday was the best day because I didn't have class.
Thursday.
But right now, Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was during the week, like the Monday through Friday, I was ranking those.
No. A week is 7 days.
Okay, whatever. Tuesday is the second best.
Or is it 8 days, according to bodybuilding.com? Sunday to Sunday week. No, I'll have to show you a video later.
Right. Thursday is the second best weekday. Wednesday would be the third best. Yeah. Tuesday, I'm not arguing. Yeah, screw it. Tuesday's just the worst day.
I think it is, right?
You convinced me. Yep.
Eric came in with that viewpoint. I thought about it. We talked about it. And that's what I concluded.
Okay.
I think Monday is actually better than Wednesday also. Because Monday, everything is like new. You're like, you have energy. You're ready to get back at it. Tuesday is clearly the worst because you're tired and you still have 3 days left after that. Wednesday, you're kind of tired and you still have 2 days left, but you don't have the energy you had on Monday when you're like, okay, the week is so far from ending. I'm not even going to think about when it ends. So I think it's the worst is Tuesday, then Wednesday, then Monday. Thursday and Friday are clearly better, and then Saturday and Sunday are weekends.
Yes. Okay. But I can see that.
As Eric knows, Sunday night is like close to the worst part
of
the week.
Yeah, Sunday night is the worst. There's nothing good on TV.
And then Sunday night football's on, but usually it's not like a good game.
Yeah.
And as Eric and I have discussed in the past, the music triggers your memory and makes you feel like it's Monday already, which is bad.
Any more philosophical questions?
Yeah. What is the earliest time that's acceptable to take a nap during a day?
Well, we've already discussed. I'm not a big nap guy.
I know.
Earliest time?
I had a kid in first period on like Thursday tell me, "I'm tired. I want to take a nap." And I said, "It's too early to be napping." And they were like, "No, it's not. It's never too early for a nap." I disagree.
He's one of these bullshit millennial generation guys.
Millennials are ruining our
world. I'm going to say 2:30 is the earliest you can take a nap.
2:30?
Yeah.
I would say any time after noon is acceptable. Now, I took a lot of naps. I would go to class and come back at like 10:30 and take a nap in college. But college has like a different time frame.
Yeah, but you're staying out all night drinking them Four Locos. Woo!
Yeah, getting turnt and whatnot. I think that's fair. All right, do you have anything else to say? How do you feel about recreating another or creating another rap song?
We can go out.
I feel like we should make another one. Do you want to do another one, or do you want me to make one, or do we?
We could do it like a collaboration,
where we both do a verse.
Beats by Hank featuring Paul.
I think we could do that. We can brainstorm and do another one.
Yeah,
because that was amazing listening to you do that.
We laughed for like 30 minutes over here.
Yeah, we did. That was great fun.
Okay.
So I think we can do that and then wrap up.
I like that. Give the people what they want.
Let's do it. Back in a jiff.
Disclaimer. This is about to get raw, and there's some profane language in there, so watch your ears. We up in this bitch fixing to drop some mad-ass beats.
Listen up, pee-pee heads. We're making a collaboration track right now, so sit back and enjoy the ride.
Yo, just trying to get a motherfucking milkshake. When Eric walks around, the ground rattles like an earthquake. The pee-pee heads trying to get that golden shower. Hope it don't stain your motherfucking Eddie Bauer. Oh, say, can you see? Still in school, just trying to get a C. Kona Big Wave, I give it a 10. I'm hungry, I'm out. I'm going to eat a Cornish Red Hen. Eric, I like y'all socks, bitch.
What up, PP heads? I'm the PP King. The beat has dropped, and it's time to sing. Eric's on the couch again, learning that Swedish, so he can find a girl to play with his fajitas. Hank comes over, ham horns blaring, 100% chance that things will need repairing. Start a new pod, Eric says we're clowns, but we're PP heads. Fuck the Cleveland Browns. Our mixtape is dropping shortly. It's called Vitamin Vapor.
Pick it up at Rothy's. We out.
Goodbye.